An international church group is closing its only Australian branch after revelations that the leader was involved in a paedophile ring. Pastor David Vollmer is one of 8 West Australian men accused of sexual crimes against a 13-year-old girl over a period of 2 years. Until recently, he was the leader of Acts Church Australia and the manager of a prison fellowship program. The church's international director says he's shocked by the abuse and wants to apologise to the victim. Lucy Martin has more.
Western Australia's Police Commissioner Carlo Callaghan calls it one of the most disturbing investigations he's ever encountered.
I was just staggered. I mean, I can't remember, certainly in my time as Police Commissioner, but even going back further than that, I can't remember something like this in Western Australia. It's really bizarre and really disturbing from my perspective. It's just an awful situation.
Police have charged 8 men with more than 500 offences relating to the sexual abuse of a 13-year-old girl. It's alleged the victim's father allowed the men to abuse her over a period of 2 years. Police say the victim's father is the only link between the alleged offenders. One of them is 41-year-old David Vollmer, who has pleaded guilty to 12 offences, including drugging and raping the girl. Originally from South Africa, Mr. Vollmer moved to Australia and set up a branch of the Axe Christian Church in Perth's northern suburbs. Church leader Reverend Peter DeFin spoke to PM from South Africa.
We were extremely shocked by the criminal charges against Mr. Vollmer, and we were very disappointed, of course. And, of course, we are not happy that our church is associated with such a crime or incident, and we don't make any excuses for a minister of the church in behaving in such a way.
The Australian church had about 50 members attending at one stage. It's now in the process of being closed. Reverend DeFin flew to Perth this month to speak to parishioners. He was not able to meet with the victim, but says he wants to apologise on behalf of the church.
We wanted to offer our counselling and also just to apologise to her family. The church upholds moral standards. In this way, the church has failed in that we want to be an example. We want to lead and uphold moral standards in society. And in that way, it has failed.
The Perth outpost was the church's only branch outside South Africa and Mozambique. Mr. Vollmer was also the manager of the WA Prison Fellowship, a Christian ministry that visits jails, runs camps for children, and supports victims of crime. Prison Fellowship Australia Chair Michael Wood declined to be interviewed by PM, but said Mr. Vollmer was asked to resign as soon as the organisation was made aware of the charges against him. He said Mr. Vollmer was not involved in running camps for children and his offences were not connected to his work with the fellowship in any way. The Police Commissioner, Carlo Callaghan.
It's important that people do stay switched on. It's important that people do understand what their children are doing online as well, because there are cyber predators out there who will groom children and will get them to do things online or even meet them. This is a terrible case, but it is a reminder that there are people out there who will prey on our children, and we've just got to make sure that we're vigilant, particularly with online matters.
Police were alerted to the alleged abuse after a member of the public raised concerns about the girl's well-being. Emma White is the Director General of WA's Child Protection Department.
Child protection is everyone's responsibility. You may have the smallest piece of information about a young person's circumstances that in fact is really, really important. Don't try and wait to make your own determination about what's happening. When in doubt, act.
The victim is being cared for by the department. David Vollmer has been granted bail and will appear again in the Perth Magistrates Court next month. 7 other men, including the victim's father, are due to appear in court in coming weeks.
Lucy Martin.